ClassVR, the all-in-one virtual reality technology for schools and districts. ClassVR comes complete with everything teachers need to improve student engagement and introduce virtual reality into the classroom. From virtual reality headsets to headset management to state-aligned content and more. Get information at classvr.com.
Hey, welcome back to TCEA 2024. We have our next guest in the seat. We're going to let him tell us who he is, what he does, and all that kind of good stuff. So here we go.
My name's Hugh Williams. I'm the CEO for Avantis Education. You'll most probably know us as our most popular brand, which is ClassVR.
So let's talk about TCEA. Let's talk about, for the, our listeners that don't know, let's talk about what ClassVR does, what Avantis does.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, ClassVR is an immersive VR solution for the classroom, really bringing the benefits of that engaging technology and making that simple for teachers to use. You know, and that's really, you know, kind of where we've built our user base is bringing that type of technology and those experiences for a market where it's very, very difficult to implement technology on a mass basis, and especially when you're removing senses from children, makes it even harder again. So we've built a very solid solution that enables teachers to do that.
Well, you know, and the cool part about that is that in the US, a lot of rural schools, so these students from birth until who knows may never travel from 30 miles from the from their place of education. So this gives this opportunity to experience places and things and past events that they might never get to visit a museum or an art museum or things to do like. That's a really big deal. And now globally, moving on that to the global market.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Jeff. You need to be down on the show floor for us. That was brilliant. But no, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, VR brings so much, but that ability to transport yourself anywhere, you know, whether that's a physical location, you know, we can go to the Eiffel Tower, we can go to Dubai, we can you know, kind of really go all over the world. But then those places where we can't go, we can go inside a vein. We can go on any surface of any planet, you know, and realistically it gives you that opportunity to immerse yourself in that type of experience that's very difficult to achieve. As you're saying, you know, I think, you know, we were looking at some stats around students that have never left their state, let alone left their country. And as you say, we're now in 90 countries globally. We're in over 200,000 classrooms delivering this technology, and it's fantastic just to see, you know, the opportunities that we're giving these children, you know, that they can experience through, as you said, traveling, whether it's a 360 image, a video, or even some of our immersive scenes where they can go and navigate and explore themselves, individually or as a group, which is a really powerful thing when our students appear as, when they put the headset on, they appear as an avatar, so they can buddy up and they can go exactly like they would on a field trip, and they can walk around these experiences, you know, whether that's something in ancient times or somewhere where they physically can't go.
I think that is absolutely phenomenal that you can have that cooperative experience, because generally when you think of VR, when most folks think of a VR experience, it is you put your headset on and you get dropped into wherever this world is, or you know, whether, like you said, inside a vein or, you know, under the Eiffel Tower. But it's solitary. It's, you know, you're by yourself. It's you know, you're kind of alone, if you will. Yes. Where, you know, the idea of this being, you know, cooperative, where you've got somebody else interested. Can you talk a little bit more about that experience and what that looks like on the student side?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when we first conceptualized ClassVR, that's where we were. It was a experience where the class would experience it together, but individually within that environment, right, within that 360 image, or looking at a model. Realistically, where we've moved now is the fact that they can go and explore together, and we're seeing huge benefits from that. You know, from the collaboration, the teamwork of the students, you know, really articulating some of the things that they're seeing. You know, the teacher being able to guide that and drive teachers together. And we've got some, you know, good comprehensive management tools within ClassVR and the Edge of Viz portal that enables the teacher to take control of that and really guide those students through that experience.
Well, you know, that experience, to me, people hear VR and they think, okay, so we're going to visit and we're going to do these things. We went to Jamestown, I think, last year. We could move some things and we manipulated things and we were in this great environment. Chris Klein had taken us through all that.
Yeah.
But to me, the communication collaborative this builds with the students, that hits critical thinking, that hits that problem solving we're looking for, but it's the communication end of it, and that translates back to literacy. That translates back to that experience takes us to, there's one thing to read a book and talk about some still slides on the wall, but now when they're writing about it and they're reading about it, it just enhances that part of the curriculum. That's why you want to have this experience, so then it builds those neural pathways.
Absolutely.
And they're communicating at a higher level.
Well, I think we can all think back to the things that really resonate with us, are the things we experience, we feel, the emotion within that. And I think, you know, there's clear theory that says we remember 10% of what we read, but we remember 90% of what we experience. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's exactly what it gives you. And then being able to do that, as you're saying, collaboratively, being able to go and explore, you know, not giving them the exact answer. It's not a journey that that is just given to them. They need to go and explore, find the answers, really understand their environment that they're being put into. It does offer, you know, such a new way of learning.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of new ways of learning, I'm going to transition a little bit here. Let's talk about some of the new things ClassVR is doing.
Yep.
You know, every time we talk with you guys, you come to the plate and you're like, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe what we're doing now.
It's not just five things. It's like 5,000 things.
It's like, you're not going to believe what we're doing now. So share with us, you know, especially those folks who have heard, you know, from Chris and some of the other folks over the years that we've had you guys on. What do you got going on now?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some exciting things ahead for 2024. First thing we're bringing to the table is we're dramatically expanding our resource library. So, you know, we're moving from around about 2,000 resources to over 300,000 resources.
Wow.
So we've collated a phenomenal amount of 360 images, videos, models, and really driving that within our Eduverse portal. So all of our existing users will instantly have access to that content. And as saying, you know, it's limitless when you think of, you know, kind of all of the places in the world. So that's what we're trying to do, is really give all of these different experiences to our customers and enable them to deliver that to their students. So that's the first piece, and we're excited about that. And you know, a number of our user schools are excited about that. That's resonated really well on the show floor.
Yeah.
This week. I think the next point for us is we're looking at Black History Month this mm-hmm. month. So we're bringing out some new specific scenes. We've got a great implementation down in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, what a historical place. So we're looking at bringing a Montgomery March scene.
Oh, wow.
to the ClassVR headset. But we're making all of our Black History Month scenes available for free to everybody.
Nice.
So we're making that, I'm sure Chris has told you before about our Edubase platform is not only accessible on the headset, it can be accessed from any web-enabled device, whether that's a laptop, mobile, PC. So we're making that content completely free this month as well, which is exciting for us. And I think, you know, they're the type of scenes that really resonate and drive emotion with a lot of our users. And I think, you know, that's really, for me, is what this technology is all about, mm-hmm. is really putting people in places, you know, and not always, you know, not always comfortable places, but it drives
right.
that emotion.
So. Yeah, yeah. Like ClassVR is not just education, it's experiences.
Yes.
The two E's. So globally, you know, the fact that you guys can be on any web-enabled device, that's going to make your growth in the global market really, you know, big at this point.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, post the 300,000 resources, what we've done as well is made that accessible. So from the Eduverse platform, all of our user schools can now share that out to any of their devices. So if they have an Eduverse license, they can access all of those resources on any device that they have, which I think for us is really we're trying to maximize the use of our content and really the investment that the schools are making. You know, we talk about a cart of 30 or two carts of 30 within a school that gets shared as a resource that moves from classroom to classroom. But what happens when that cart is being used? So what we want to do is make sure that content can be used in every classroom whenever it's needed. So all of our resources now from the portal can be accessed and delivered on multiple devices.
Yeah, and the beautiful part is it's a 24/7 for the students. They can still get to that portal anytime they want to.
Exactly, you know, whether that's a little bit of supplemental post-lesson, you know, where they've experienced it in class as a group and they did a specific class activity, they can go home, you know, the teacher can share that link and they can go home on their personal device and experience that again and follow up on what they've learned in class.
Isn't that such a great, better deep dive than a YouTube string or a TikTok string? You know, you hop on, you do this immersive dive, and oh, there's another rabbit hole. I'm going to follow this one. And that's a great weekend spent that we know they're doing something educational.
Yeah,
they're doing something to build themselves. That's even better.
Yeah, and I think, you know, from our perspective, that's what it's all about, is really opening up the opportunities of using this, you know, fantastic content that we have. We're trying to make it far more accessible for all of our users.
Yeah,
you never know when a student is going to have an experience in this VR realm, you know, in the Eduverse, and it sparks something in them to where they go and have the actual experience. I mean, it could be the experience itself, you know, hey, I really want to go to this place, and so they ultimately, you know, get there in their life. Or if it's, you know, they discover something along the way and it changes what they want to do as a career or as a hobby or just, you know, an interest they have, or going out and meeting the people that are in that particular area that they were exploring. You never know what is going to spark a student's interest that changes their life.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's kind of what I love most about our solution. Is it often gets pigeonholed into STEM, you know, which is understandable.
Sure.
You know, it's an obvious use for the technology, but some of the fringe use cases, you know, we really truly are cross curricular. But I love some of the fringe cases of how it's being used, as an empathy engine. You know, we talk about we had a fantastic use case of one of our schools had a student that was joining the student population that had some significant learning difficulties and had autism. And the teacher decided to, there was a video, there was a 360 video of what it feels like to have autism when you're walking into a shopping mall. So play that video for all of the classmates before the student came, and it just resonated. And they started to understand, because it's a term that they've heard, but they never really understood. Mm-hmm. And then when they went into this environment and they saw flashing lights coming at them, noises coming at them, it really did give them that empathy.
Yeah.
And he said it made a dramatic change for the introduction of that student into their class.
Right. And there's a great point you just pointed out, the accessibility and equity of this. It's for everyone.
Yes.
There's no barriers.
No, absolutely. And it's great to see, you know, we have over 10,000 schools using ClassVR. And it's great to see the wonderful ways that they're using it that we haven't even used.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's always
that's
the fun
exciting.
Part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you use this?
You hear from an educator or from a classroom, and you're like, oh, my kids did this. And you're like, wait, they did what?
Exactly.
I didn't even know you could do that. Wait a minute. Yeah.
So for our educators listening and our superintendents, administrators, onboarding, this doesn't take any time at all.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for me, I always think, you know, technology into a school is never easy.
Yeah.
We think we're experts at it, and we try and focus, and we understand sometimes the difficulty of doing it. So everything that we do from the ground up is built of how does this get implemented into a classroom, and how do we simplify that? If there is a way that we could simplify that for the administrators, for, you know, everybody that's really having to put this in and deliver with this technology, we really focus on that.
That's
so
fine.
I think for us, but, you know, to your point, we try and simplify that with the use of QR codes to get them up and running quickly onto the network, really understanding the intricacies of that as well. And we try and do as much as we can with our wraparound services and our support services to support the teachers whilst they're delivering this and putting this into the classroom.
And I want to speak to that real quick before we wrap up here. That's one of my favorite things that I've noticed over the years, because we've talked with ClassVR for years, that service after the sale, that the continued support for teachers, that's a big deal. Your professional development and your back end support for the teachers is super.
I think for us we want to make sure that this technology lasts within the classroom. You know, we've got a lot to deliver on here with VR. It's got great promise, but however immersive and however phenomenal that technology is, unless we make that simple for schools to implement, it's not going to stay the course. So for us, it's just as much of a focus as bringing the new shiny bit of tech to VR and the new experiences as the nuts and bolts of really making that deliverable within a school.
Awesome. So Hugh, if our listeners want to find out more and get in touch, what's the best way they can do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Visit the classvr.com website. And there's a live chat on there, or ask us to come and speak to you. We're really keen to demonstrate we can, with the power of the technology, we can demonstrate online. But I think for us, just come and have a chat. And for us, we really like to listen to what the schools are trying to address. And we think most probably we've got quite a bit of experience now of how to implement this technology in the classroom. So yeah, it'd be great to talk to them.
Awesome. Hey, have a great TCEA, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.